I didn't know all these things were going to happen, and I hope I've done the right thing.
Well, I'm going to make a real stab then on that Stevenson thing. I haven't known whether to try to let it ride, and I'm not dead sure that... But in any event, I've got another excuse for being out there on Tuesday, and I think I'll call him and tell him I want to talk to him. Because I expect he's being hit pretty hard by some other people. And I think it'd be well worth saving. I'd like to send you a copy of a speech I made to these liberals here this week.
Oh, I saw it, and I heard it, and I just applauded, jumped up and down, and wasn't a damn bit surprised. But it was a honey, and... I wish you would, and I'd like, I haven't read the text.
I'd be grateful if you do it, and I'm doing it because I find
the
question a real hard judgment as to how I can be most effective with these liberals, and this is an attempt to, I'll send that over to Marvin, and if he wants to see it.
I wish you would.
All right.
Give it to Marvin and give it to Larry. Larry, I believe, brought me the Clintons on it. He was there, all the boys. The youngsters over there were just jumping up and down because it's first thing. Since then, Freeman made a hard hit one last night. Udall made one. And I think it kicked off a kind of a trend, and that's quite helpful to us. Arthur Cram said they had one of the finest meetings in Pennsylvania yesterday they ever had. Dick Daly said that nobody's even going to come in the Illinois primary. So what we've got to do is take New Jersey and Pennsylvania, Illinois and Texas, Ohio and Indiana, and then with the other states there in line, the border states in the South. And as it is, last night we had 166 congressmen, and they had 8.
Yeah.
Bobby has 5, and McCarthy has 3. And the others are practically Southerners that we have to talk to because we don't want to give Southerners all endorsements. So Barefoot and Chuck Roach and the rest of them just didn't think we ought to contact Mississippi and Alabama. And all those. There are about 40 Southerners we haven't talked to, but we've got 166 that are far. The Senate's a little bit different. We've got about 34, but we're not counting people like Mansfield who ought to be for us, and I think will be for us, but he doesn't want to get the senators divided in the party fight up there, but we don't count Clark, we don't count Yarbrough, we don't count to the real liberals on your Labor and Welfare Committee, but we don't count Hart. We're worried about Walter Reuther. We talked to him. He said, I'm going to do what's right, but what's right, what he thinks what's right, and what I think's right, is a different thing. And I think he thinks Meany's gone pretty far, and they say Conway has kind of advised with Bobby, and I think you better watch that awfully close. Are we going to lose Reuther?
I was talking with Jake and Jake Arthur Krim yesterday or the day before. I was afraid that nobody was even talking to Ruth.
Well, the Vice President called him and pled him, and I called him and pled with him, and I had asked him to come in here. I wired him when his brother problem, when his father. I've asked him to come in every time. I've been for everything he wanted with his strike. You know, we stood set back and let him run everything the way he wanted it.
Yeah.
And I think that every social program, we've done it, and I think you ought to go sit down and say, now we're going to win this race, and we're going to be here. And if we don't, we're going to have friends here for the next 20 years. We're not retiring, and we're entitled to this. There's no use of changing here. We're entitled to a second term. You're not being kicked out after your first term, and we oughtn't to have this. And I haven't been bad to Bobby at McCarthy. I put McCarthy on the Foreign Relations Committee, and I put him on the Finance Committee the day he hit the Senate. I've been awfully good to him. He loved me enough that he wanted me to have him as Vice President just 2 years ago. Bobby, last June, said the damnedest things about me. I've got to send you that speech in New York. Nobody could believe it. I read it last night. And if it doesn't convict him, just all you got to do to anybody, just say, here's what Bobby said in June. He said that I had done more social causes, that I'd had the greatest popularity in history. I'd spent it all trying to fight for the poor and the damnedest thing. And on foreign relations, I'd carried out the program.
Well, Mr. President, I feel like my Bobby Kennedy goes back further than yours.
Now, what happens, though, is this. Walter Meany says Walter's going to use his board of directors.
Yep.
And he's going to say they're pressing him. Said he always does that every time. Said now he does what he wants to. He don't pay any damn attention to his board of directors. But that's what he's going to tell you. And said he's not going to be for you because we're for you. And so forth. I don't believe that. I believe Hubert says that he has done more for Ruther through the years. He's been his champion. He's gone to him every time. And a lot of our other friends say they've always supported him. And I have done every damn thing he ever asked me, without any question, just without hesitancy. He gave me the UAW award this year. He brought it in, presented it to my office not 90 days ago. Here's the picture, and I think you ought to take that board of directors and you ought to just call every damn one of them and say, now, Jim Reynolds and I and the rest of the boys here, we're for the UAW. We're your friends. We're for your social purposes. We're going to fight our hearts out. We've got carte blanche authority from this executive department to do whatever's necessary to help you and to be your friend. Now, the president is, too. Now, no use of choosing up and starting over because you get a new man. And the president's men, he hasn't threatened anybody, but they're just not going to go along with one of these new men. And you're going to have Dick Nixon president just sure as you're sitting here. Now, I'm just asking you just not to throw us out and change us here in the middle of the stream and be awfully wise before you do. Now, if you don't do that in the next day or two, this crowd will move in and they'll do it. But I think Walter's interested in a lot of things. He's very interested in what I'm doing on the Israel thing. He's got a lot of friends there, and I've supported them like nobody's ever supported them. Nobody in the world. And we've supported Walter. He can't point to one thing that we haven't done. I think that on your cities report, you've got to take the things that we are doing, that you've already done, that they recommend, and the things that we can do. And if you've asked for some money, that for some purpose, if you'd rather transfer it to something that committee does, say so, but be sure you talk to your senators up there and tell them your department. I asked the budget to do it the morning after it came out. We haven't publicized it because we don't want to get committed to $80 billion, but we sure want to see that our committee chairman are talked to, and we do it with both Carl Perkins and with Lester Hill, so we make a record. Bob Weaver says he can't do any more than 6 million housing. Said we're not going to be able to do that with high money costs, but we're going to do the very best we can. We're trying to arrange in this austerity program that they're going to make us cut to have a tax bill. If we don't have a tax bill, we're going to lose everything we got. Just start over. We're trying to avoid cutting these human programs. We're going to try to get $2 or $3 billion of it out of defense. The reason we haven't announced several thousands the lowest figure they ever got was 90,000 in Vietnam. I just hadn't given them 1,000 yet, so that we just don't murder everything we've got. But I've got Wheeler on the way out there this morning to try to rework this situation. But I got to keep people like Ruther in line, and he's going to break over Conway unless you and Jim Reynolds and your department of goodies that work with him every day, Bureau of Labor Statistics on up, can just let him know that we can't have these goddamn defections. There's not a thing in the world Bobby Kennedy could ever do for him that we are not doing, or that we haven't done.
Well, I've got some thoughts about it then. I've been trying to reach Hubert to tie in with what...
Well, Hubert's out in Milwaukee. I talked to him this morning. Well, Hubert talked to him, and he said, now I'm going to come see you. But my board here, I've got to work with my board, and he just procrastinated.
Yeah.
Hubert came over here and pled with me to call him. I said, I doubt I ought to do it. He said, call him. I called him. He talked to me. He didn't take Hubert's call for 2 or 3 days. He talked to me, and he said, now, Mr. President, I'm going to do what's right. I said, you come right on here, and what's right, by God, is to not change horses and throw me out for second term. I'm entitled to your help. I've supported you. You decorated me as the man of the year, the man that made the most social progress. You brought me the UAW certificate. You just presented it to me 90 days ago, Walter. Oh, I knew nobody could have done more than you have. You've done more than anybody. I said, well, God, I want your support. I want an announcement. I want you to stand up. Well, he said, I'm going to do what's right. My board's been talking all week. Now, what he's doing is just exactly what George Meany said. His board, he's laying back on his board. So I think we've got to pitch it to him, and pitch it to him hard, brutal, cruel. Let him know it's you, the statistics, the conciliators, everybody is for him, and we've all the way. But he must not murder us. And if he does murder us, so by God, he can expect an eye for an eye.
Okay. Just a couple of little things at the end, or one little one, and then just a short statement. Do you know about this testimony this fellow Burrell gave on the housing business yesterday?
I saw it, and somebody talked to Lane Kirkland. George Meany had just been raising hell with me about this plan of Bobby's. Said that,
well,
he thought that the apprentice people were doing fairly well, that he was doing the best he could with them, and he thought we were handling it through regular people, but Bobby'd come up with a plan where he expected Negros to be the plumbers and the electricians, and he said that half of them would get killed on New York apartments. They just didn't have it, that they could use people that were decent. But he said that the building trades was going to take after this thing, and said Bobby wished he'd never heard of it. That they had some lawyer over in Abe Portis's firm that was advising him, and he knew nothing about buildings or construction or labor. That admittedly they hadn't done as much as they could, but they were making progress, and that y'all were working on it. And that's all I know, and I just listened to him. This was 6 months ago when he first presented. Then when Burrow came out, somebody in the shop talked to Lane Kirkland on who it was. I guess Marvin Watson. Lane called him. He was meeting with the labor in New York, and telling them that they had to get out there and go slug it. And this is time when we're being challenged, and every man is going to have to stand up. And Lane went up, and he had, I don't know, Van Arsdale, some of them, and said they were disturbed about this damn thing, and they didn't want us to get on board or something. We told them we were against it, and he'd already talked to us. We thought they ought to do something about it. Now, I don't know what they're going to do, but I would, if I were you, I'd get a hold of Keenan and tell him, and they ought to do the best they can by the Negro group, but we're not going to turn over the neighborhood youth corps to build any high-rises.
Yeah, well, I've been on it this morning and chased it down. Do you know who Burrell is?
No.
Well, he's a local Washington, District Columbia Republican. I don't think this is supposed to be taken seriously. But
well, somebody said he was trying to agitate us, that he was against us, and he's trying to sick Bobby's plan, that he was supporting
No, he attacks the Kennedy plan even more strongly than he does ours.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and a good deal more. Last thing, I don't mean to take your time, but I was talking to Jake and to Tim the other day. I just want to say, just in the plainest form, I hope you know that as far as I'm concerned, I've got just one interest in the next 6 or 8 months, and it's to see that election comes out right. You know that.
I've known that all the time, and number one in the cabinet, I've known that.
What was 64? You were born all up put together.
Well, I wouldn't even have felt I needed to say it, but
you don't need to say it.
And Arthur thought that I should, and so I do.
No, you don't need to say it at all. You never even need to say it. But I'll tell you this, it sure makes you feel better when you folks are saying it. If you'd know the last 2 days how much when Larry Levinson or whoever it was brought in this speech of yours, and then somebody called me up from Wisconsin and said that Freeman said, I can't understand that liberals hide behind McCarthy signs saying people can't talk. It's not the traditional Catholicism. If he'd have been prevented from talking, why, we wouldn't have a lot of things. He believed in free speech. Then they said, you dog just cut loose last night and rose the rafters. So I think you kicked off something with the group that'd been here a long time, and I was catching a good deal of hell from the old politicians saying, where's your cabinet? And a lot of them criticized Rusk for the war, and they want some adjustments and new things, and we're doing some of those things. And McNamara, they thought that just two men running things, and now they're hearing from some of the rest of them, and we need more of it. We need more Secretary of the Navy speaking for his things and trying to run it, and we need to hear more from the Attorney General and the Secretary of Labor and the rest of them. We don't want this one man, Kevin. And every time they can, I told you from the beginning, if I could do one thing, I'd hire you a person that have you on television every morning. If it's on one of these quiz shows, if it's on Today, if it's on Face the Nation, and I would just get anything. I see the Kennedy people on them all the time. They got Pierre Salinger on, Johnny Carson, or they got somebody else. I think you ought to ask Esther Peterson. She won't take a run out of Utah for us. They've hired Ted Moss as assistant, and those Mormons ought to be against me. I've done everything they want. The governor strong for me, and She and I carried that state one time together, and I just wish that she would get on a plane and get out there and put that together with money, marbles, and chalk, just whatever needs to be done. I can't do it and work on the tax bills and work on the Israel invasions and work on the Vietnam changes and try to replace the HEW men and the poverty directors and stuff. I just can't do it, and we don't have anybody to do it. And if our appointees from those states, now nobody's got their state in as good shape as you've got Illinois, but the Jim Reynolds and everybody, these presidential appointees, have got to get after it. And she had a note the other night. She wanted to go on speaking to her and wanted to do this, and said she didn't want to look like she's leaving, and she's strong for us, and she's loyal. And I just approved everything she wanted to do and go on and announce it any way she wants to. But the first thing I want her to do is go to Utah and stay there until she sees it, what the situation is. And we don't want to let Ted Moss's administrative assistant gets hired by a few dollars cause us to lose that little state.
On that point, I don't know. I have a call here from Harry McPherson. I'm sure it's on that. But if I could say to Esther Peterson that in your judgment, just be better to postpone that that little lecture tour thing. That's all that it would take for her to do.
Well, it's all right. I told him it's all right to do just what she wanted to do. Yeah. She wanted to do both of them, and I said, it's all right with me. I didn't want to hurt her. No. I wanted to help her. You just do whatever you do, and I'll support it and tell Harry.